Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now we bring in our friend Patrice McCarthy, who we've talked to frequently, Deputy Director and General Counsel of the Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. Patrice, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine.
So we're talking test scores. Math and reading are down, but Connecticut math scores are up. What do we make of the grand scheme of things?
Well, these are the results on the National Assessment of Educational Progress.
Right.
And it's obviously a national exam given to about 100 schools in Connecticut, a sampling of about 2,200 students. So it's not like our statewide test that tests every student. But it is determined to give a good snapshot and allow states to compare each other. And we are obviously very encouraged that there is progress in Connecticut, particularly in the area of math.
Yeah.
Even though we see that as a state, we have a growing number of students with both academic and non-academic needs, we're still making significant progress.
The one place we didn't improve much, Patrice, is I think it was skills declined somewhat in reading, unless most states. Same thing here, or was it different for us?
No, the reading scores were essentially flat.
Okay.
This only tests students in fourth and eighth grade.
Right.
And so we can't make too much of a generalization about this. But we do know that we still have a significant achievement gap, and that's something that local boards of education, educators in the classroom, superintendents, as well as state-level officials will continue to focus on.
How is it determined which schools are involved in this series of tests?
It's the National Assessment of Educational Progress that selects those schools. They try to ensure that there's a representative sample in each state.
So we do suburban and urban and in between?
That is correct.
Okay. So get a cross-section. Rosa DeLauro basically has been a big advocate for education for a long time. She's chairwoman of the House subcommittee that oversees education budgets. She thinks it's going to take more money. What are your members telling you?
Definitely resources are increasingly becoming a problem at the local level. The constraints on the state contribution to public education,
yes,
as well as resistance and, in some cases, unwillingness, in other cases, inability to raise taxes locally. That's definitely a factor. There are also changes that have taken place. For instance, the legislature, fortunately, scaled back a number of the professional development mandates on educators, which has freed up more time at the local level to allow schools and school districts to focus on the supports that their teachers need in order to be the most effective. We support students and our teachers.
How is the communication between the current administration, which is still in its first year, and the school boards and your organization?
We are certainly working to develop those relationships. We have a new commissioner of education who is not new to education, someone that we've worked with on a number of state-level issues in the past. And so we are very optimistic that communication not only is effective now, but will continue to grow stronger.
I want to back up a little bit, Patrice. And by the way, Patrice is basically General Counsel, Deputy Director, Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. You know, is the money that important? Where does the money go, I guess, is what I'm talking about. Some people say, well, we keep spending more money, we're spending more money, and yet look where we are. What are some responses to that, Patrice?
Well, education is a labor-intensive profession. So the vast majority of every local education budget goes to salaries and benefits for our educators and our support staff. And that interaction between students and their teachers is very significant. So we need to make sure that we remain competitive and that we can provide the very best for our students in terms of the educators that are in front of them in the classroom. There are also a lot of factors in our society that are continuing to impact education.
Right.
We see more and more students coming to school impacted by trauma, even students at a very young age, housing instability, health care, lack of good nutrition. We need to attend to the needs of the whole child and to their family. And that's not just, obviously, a responsibility of our public schools.
But people like to think it is.
They do, and clearly more and more responsibilities have been placed on the schools over the years.
Yeah.
They're trying to meet those responsibilities. Schools are now focusing on social and emotional learning, helping students have those skills, not just the academic skills, but the other skills that they're going to need to be successful in college or career.
How was enrollment going back this year?
We see some districts with increases in enrollment and others that have a slight decline.
Is there any number? I mean, are urban areas up and you know, or down, and you know, the suburbs down, or is there any way to link numbers together?
There is continues to be growth in the urban districts, but we see some suburbs continuing to grow as well.
Okay. All right.
I think one of the problems, too, and I call it a problem, but it is a challenge, and that is, you know, this is not a homogeneous society anymore. And so you have, you know, various people, as you say, coming from home, different homes, different languages. It's a little more challenging now, I think, Patrice.
Well, and schools are meeting those challenges by trying to make sure that the curriculum that they provide is relevant to and challenging to all of their students.
Exactly.
Right.
While at the same time providing the support.
All right. Very good. Patrice, thanks for being with us. As always, we appreciate it.
It's always a pleasure.
Patrice McCarthy, Deputy Director and General Counsel of CABE, Connecticut Association of Boards of Education. So you really can't make any
generalizations, not at all.
Right. That's the word I was looking for.
As long as your kid's getting a good education.
Well, right. And that's, you know, I mean, unfortunately, that's what you have to be concerned about. I mean, you hope everybody gets it. But the most important thing is your kid and your school district.
Exactly.
You know, and if somewhere down in Fairfield County is not doing it, well, they got the money, people think, so be it.